This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Good Trouble. We are so excited to, of course, recap the episode with you, then move on and play a fun little game, Have You Been Good or Trouble? And as you can tell, we have a very special guest, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. Of course, we are here recapping your favorite drama on Freeform, Good Trouble. And as you can tell, we have a very full panel and a very special guest. Today's guest portrays Raj on the show, which is struggling to find his voice in the workplace and in his personal life. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into all that and more, but please give a very warm welcome to Dhruv Uday Singh.
Hello! Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Excited to be here. I play Raj.
Yes. I think everyone knows.
That is watching right now.
That is right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's watching right now.
And we are joined by the other co-host, the unapologetic Shay Jones.
Hey, guys. There's a lot to talk about. I'm here for it. Let's do it.
The woke and well-informed Taylor Gates.
Thank you so much. Every time you say that, I'm just, like, so honored, honestly.
Like, thank you. And I am Dakota T. Jones. And
you deserve an adjective.
I know.
Okay.
The dashing.
Birthday boy.
And the birthday
you.
Boy.
All right. Thank you. My 23rd birthday today. 23 is a weird year because you don't really feel like it's anything special. You're like, okay, like 21 you can drink, 22 you're like, oh my gosh, 22
I'm like, I can just play Taylor Swift and
right.
Yay.
And yeah. Then 23 it's like
it's all downhill from
yeah.
here.
But the good news is that we're recapping the episode tonight, so that's something fun to do for my birthday. I couldn't skip out on you guys. I had to be here. I was so excited. But we're going to be recapping tonight's episode titled Swipe Right. It's season 1 episode 7. As you heard in the teaser, we're going to be playing our fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble, which is always interesting, always very telling. You learn a lot about us up here. Then, of course, we have our segment, This Girl is Dope, where Taylor highlights a woman in politics or mainstream media tech world who is killing it and deserves a lot of recognition.
Today's a good one.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're going to be asking Dhruv a lot of questions and kind of picking your brain on the show and what's going on with your character. And so let's kind of jump into it. What was your overall thoughts of tonight's episode?
Tonight was a sexy episode. I mean, even by Good Trouble standards. This was a, what can I say, horny?
You can say
horny
it.
Episode. It was great. I mean, I was into it.
Yeah.
That was, damn, I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. There were twists and turns that even as someone who worked on the show and had seen the scripts, you know, it was fun to watch the realized product. I was really rooting for people and rooting against people.
Right.
It did feel like this is an episode that Raj is not involved with intimately.
Right.
So it did feel a little bit like a fun orgy that my character wasn't invited to.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't want to be.
Maybe. No. I did that from being on set, and I'm not by any means a serious actor, but I've started, you know, when you do a whole season of a show, you start seeing things through the character's eyes a little bit, and seeing Mariana in that first scene popping, you know, in bed was painful to watch through Raj's eyes. Through Raj's eyes, it was like, oh no. But,
I know.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. Raj, what a doofus.
I know. What do you guys think of what's going on with Mariana? Do you think, are you like team Raj and Mariana all the way, or are you kind of into this whole experimentation that she's doing?
I think maybe she needs, like, a period of experimentation. Like, she's young, she's, you know, single, she should do all of the things that she wants to do, you know, that make her feel, as Davia said, empowered as a woman. But honestly, I feel like she and Raj might have a future. Like, I really see potential there. And I know there was debate last week about, like, whether that would work, but I think they would be cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I am here for any experimentation anybody wants to do is your right, and I was here for that. That was just hot. Yes. empower yourself as a woman. When it comes to Raj, I love Raj, but the only way I can see them working as a couple is if he learns to speak up and not be as silent. That's like the only way for me. At this moment, I am Evan and Mariana, only because their chemistry is good too. So,
okay,
sorry.
No, I agree. Yeah, the last episode too for the viewers who've been watching it. You know, Raj made a bit of an ass of himself, crossed the line. So,
well,
it wasn't even okay. It wasn't I don't really think you crossed the line so much as you didn't defend yourself. You just let her go on, and then you kind of went into your little shell and then walked out. Versus you staying around and say, hey, I actually do like you. Like, defend yourself. Like, this is not just me wanting something from you besides more than friendship. Like
yeah.
Yeah.
That was for me.
It's a great area, for sure.
Yeah.
It's, like, very, you know, debatable. And mm-hmm. It's interesting to watch everyone's opinions on it, I feel like.
I think that's a good testament to the writers on the show. They did a good job, I think, because online, there is debate about it, which I think is cool.
Definitely.
Giving people some room for a little nuance.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I personally think that Raj didn't mean any harm by it. I don't think that he's using Mariana. I think he really does like her. And I think it's evident whenever we see you guys all sitting in the club and she starts talking about another guy being her type, mm-hmm. you can kind of see your character just kind of like, it hurts you. It's not like oh man, I'm not going to get her. It's more of like, oh, I thought maybe we had something. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like your character is not meaning any harm. And Mariana is kind of flirty a lot, or she's just very outgoing. And so, I don't know. I feel like you mistakenly took a chance when it wasn't the right time. You know, you were there to work, and, you know, you crossed that line. But I don't think you did it coming from a bad place or maliciously or, you know, trying to get anything from her. I think you genuinely have a crush on, or your character has a crush on her, and you are just trying to figure it out because you're still trying to find your voice yourself because you haven't been able to kind of stand up for yourself in the workplace with the, you know, racist remarks. Obviously, you know how Mariana's dealing with a lot of sexism in the workplace. So you're feeling like you guys may be on the same wavelength as far as like you're both trying to overcome and find your voice. Am I making sense?
You absolutely
okay,
are.
Okay.
He's got some things to learn, I feel like, still, and definitely areas that he needs to grow in because, you know, he didn't stand up for Mariana when all the other guys were around, and that was obviously not okay. Like, he needed to stand up around other people, and so, yeah, I just think that there's a lot of room for him to grow, but I feel like he can get there. You know, he just has to learn, and he has to work on himself.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And for me, it's interesting, like, the way they're playing Raj and even Mariana in the workplace, because I always feel like we, as people of color, have to code switch.
Mm-hmm.
We have to flip a switch in our heads and say, okay, this is the way I'm supposed to, in this situation, act, like, versus what I would do at home around my friends.
Yeah. Because, which is an interesting thing that they deal with in the last episode, or maybe the one before, I can't remember, but where they have a talk of almost without using the exact words, code switching. That's kind of what it's about, really. But, like, well, we gotta blend in to kind of get ahead over here, is what he says there. And it's an interesting thing because I think it is a constant debate you have, either as a woman in a male-dominated workplace or as a person of color in a workplace like that, of, like, how much can I speak up while still keeping my job or while still not rocking the boat too much, you know? And I think the show does a good job of presenting that, that fine line. Which said, Raj needs to speak up.
Absolutely. And I really hope moving forward that your character is able to kind of find his voice and be able to speak up and, you know, stand up for himself more. And I'm excited to see that because I feel like it's definitely coming. And I think it's something that people really need to see. So I'm very excited. And it's cool to be a part of. Like, the fact that you are, like, you as an actor are using your voice to help.
It's cool. I mean, I feel very lucky and very honored to be on a show that I... that is simultaneously, I think, really fun and really hot, as you all saw tonight. And, you know, does touch on, dabble with these issues a little bit. I think that's a cool thing for a show to do. Yeah, I think that's, because it's not preachy.
Yeah.
It's just, these issues are there, and then here's Tommy Martinez shirtless.
No, he's just like gorgeous. Always.
Oh my God. Like, how do you not watch that? You
know? Right. Well, I was so excited to see you on Good Trouble because I was telling you earlier, I was able to be in the studio audience for a pilot that he shot
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, Pandas in New York, which I thought you did incredible.
Thank you so
and
much.
And he was the lead, and he just did so incredible. And so whenever I saw you on Good Trouble, I was like, he looks so familiar. And I'm like, do I know him? Do I work with him somewhere? And I'm like, no way. And then that's so funny.
Yeah. Well, thanks for watching that. Thanks for coming to that. Yeah, for those not in the industry world, a pilot is the first episode of a show that a network makes to see whether it should be picked up or not. This show that we shot, Pandas in New York, was picked up for one episode that was never aired and put in a basement. It was not picked up.
Listen, they're streaming now, though. Like, you never know what can happen in the future.
I know. True.
Like,
I'm
holding out hope, guys.
But it, you know, that show also talked about a lot of very important issues, and it was so great. Like, I could get into that. That's another after show.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that you did an incredible job, and how great
Thank
is that?
Thank you, Dakota. So nice.
But to be like a lead in a pilot and to get so much experience, and like you said, you were having to, you know, they were changing the script and you had to learn lines and everything. Mm-hmm. That just goes to show, you know, your skills as an actor, and it only helps you and is only going to get you further and, you know,
Thank
on to
you.
Another show.
That's
yeah.
so nice. Yeah, I hope so. Thank
yeah.
You. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Good Trouble got picked up for season two, so we're hoping to see Raj in season two.
Yeah.
Which would be incredible.
I mean, they start filming the first week of March, so.
Never know.
You are all up on the news.
He's like, I didn't even get that schedule yet.
Oh, Bradley tweeted that. That's also how I know. Something like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't
okay.
Like
no, I did
it was
that.
A tweet.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. I did know that.
That's awesome. Well, let's kind of recap this episode. Then we're going to get into another segment. But I did want to talk about how the girls were all using a dating app. And what was it called? It was like
Cypher. Yeah,
Shipper.
Yeah.
And they're all determined to find someone to hook up with for the night. And just to kind of recap a little bit of each girl, Alice finds a match, and actually she seems to really have a lot of chemistry with this match. Then Sumi knocks on the door as things are getting heated and says that the wedding is called off and really needs her. And I was so proud of Alice. I think she's definitely growing. She was able to be like, no, I'm sorry, I can't right now. I have company, and I can't be there for you tonight. And I was like, okay, we went from not being able to say no to supplying toilet paper to now, like, pushing away the girl that you thought you loved and wanted to spend the rest of your life with. But, you know, then she kind of resulted back to her old ways.
Take two steps back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was interested to see what's going to happen with next week. It seems like Alice called in on the radio show and asked, what was the, do we know the lady's name?
Joey.
Okay, so Joey has a radio show, and you know, Alice called in and was like, hey, can I have a second date? And it was kind of nice how she publicly, to all the 11 listeners that listened to Joey's podcast, was kind of like, you know what, I messed up and I'd like another chance. So I'm excited. I mean, Sumi is a mess and she's already back on. So, with her.
Of course.
Fiance.
Like,
of course.
We all saw it coming,
yeah,
but it doesn't make it
sting. Hurt.
Yeah, yeah, any less, because Alice deserves the world. But I don't think she and Sumi are the right fit.
Yeah.
I think that Alice is just too pure. Like, I don't know. And I just feel like Sumi takes advantage of her a lot, and I don't like that.
What did you think of Malika's match?
Oh, I liked it.
Yes, Lord.
Sharonis.
But this is why. Okay, so when you can actually have a conversation, especially when you love movies so much, and then you can go that in depth into rom-coms, and then actually have a person guess your favorite, and then just come in and just actually say some lines in the movie, you get a second chance, you get a second date. We can go back to my place now.
I also just want to say, like, I really love that the whole fact that he was so educated on romance movies, like, wasn't played for laughs necessarily. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, subtly kind of tackling toxic masculinity, which I thought was really cool. And it was very cute, like you said.
And Love and Basketball is one of the best rom-coms in the world. I think it has the best first times that was shot in movie form, too. So to redo that scene, and I was here for it all. I was like reminiscing. I loved it.
Do you think that he made up for the fact that he originally swiped left on her?
I think the fact that because she also called him on it, yes.
Okay.
Because even after she said that to him, he could have not showed up. He didn't have to come back to the bar. He didn't have to actually try to make an effort to apologize. So the fact that he did, he does understand, you judge me from just a picture, because obviously we all do. We're on dating apps. We're kind of just looking at what we see, but don't judge that person, because even she said, "I don't want to give my number to someone who subconsciously or not wrote me off," because that's a shitty feeling, especially then when you walk into my real life. And then you try, can I get your number? What's your name?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, maybe not my name, but you've seen me before on this app. So it was interesting. I like that he made it up and really didn't give up, because it was the way that he kept persisting wasn't in a creepy way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in a genuine way, and he really wanted to get to know her. So I really liked that. Yeah. But what did you think of Davia finally getting over the married man, Jeff, and kind of hooking up with, what was his name?
Paul.
What did you think of
Paul? How did you not remember Paul?
I don't know. It was a
Paul. I mean, hats off. I forget his name because I didn't mean it, but the actor who played Paul is so great.
Yeah.
He just nails the tone of that character. It's just so funny and, like, shaggy and charming in a way. I don't know why. I just love that. I love that plot line. I thought it was great. I thought it was such a... His name could have been Paul Giamatti, and it would have been, it would have been on point. He was great.
I think it's adorable, because in a way, even though he never really asked for consent, kind of it still was like his own awkward way of asking for consent. Like, sorry, is this okay? She's like, dude, just shut up and take me. Like, we've been like talking all night. We're now in bed. We're good.
And she was very forward, saying, like, are we going to do this or what? Like, you know, she pushed him on the bed. So, I mean, he knew that that's what she wanted, but it was still cute that he was like, is this cool? You know? He was so funny. So, like, really great actor, because he's so quirky, and he just...
Yeah.
It made me laugh.
And I just, like, with every episode, I just love Davia more and more. Oh, yeah. Like, she's the friend that everyone needs. Like, she'll tell it to you exactly, like, how it is. She wants you to get your confidence up. Like... I love her so much.
And, like, even, like, looking at her, like, the Facebook, these are quotes. These are pictures of quotes.
I mean, I supposed to post my tax returns?
Yeah. I mean, granted, I would like to see some pictures of quotes, but that's also my own quirk in myself. But, dude, I need you to up that game, your Facebook game, so just a tad.
Yeah.
Or, like, social media game. Like, you need something other than Facebook in 2019, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to just say he should have been like, I have a MySpace.
MySpace.
That's it. Ended there.
I wouldn't even know what to do with that. Like, what's your password? Like, because I forgot mine back in 2008.
Do those still exist? Can you still check your own MySpace?
That's actually a good question.
That's
someone tell us in the comments.
Please. Yeah, please.
Let us know the last time you logged into MySpace.
My favorite part of the whole, like, my favorite Friends characters were... Malika's two friends at the bar, because kind of reminded me the whole time, because they were sitting near each other off, do you remember Statler and Waldorf from The Muppets? In The Muppets, there were these two grumpy old men characters.
Oh, like the grumpy characters?
Yeah, and just commented, only because they were seated the whole time and they just kept commenting on the date. I thought it was so funny. They were so good. They were like, it was such a great, like, running commentary on what's going on with Zuri and Sharonis' characters.
I love that.
That was so funny.
That was hilarious. I really think that added an extra layer, because they were kind of like, no, don't do it. Okay, yeah, do it.
Yep, do it.
And then they were just sitting there the whole time with their drinks, you know, like, judging and then, like, rooting for her, and it was great.
But as soon as he came, she's like, oh, okay, so. Yeah.
And she was barking off, and then she's like, oh, he's coming.
And the way that they just talk to each other feels so real and, like, authentic, and I love that. Like, it feels like a very, I don't know if it's improvised or not, but it feels like it is, you know? It's like just a friend group having a conversation, and they, like, props to the writers.
Like, my friend's a bartender, I'm showing up for free drinks, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We touched on it a little bit, but Mariana had a very interesting night. She
sure
Yes. She was saved originally by this man. I don't know any of these dates' names.
I didn't get his. The only name we got was the girlfriend, which is Laura.
Yeah.
So that was, like, the only one we got.
She's rescued from a date with a classic 90s movie villain.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I have to give it up for her, because I don't even know how long she actually stayed in that conversation. But listen, she was in the conversation for an hour. She's a lot braver than me, because I would have dipped out within 5 minutes.
He was a mess.
He puts on his pants one leg at a time.
No, two pants, like, two legs at a time. That is what he said.
Is that what he said?
He said two legs at a time.
No, I don't think he did.
No, he did, because even she repeated it later.
One leg at a time is the phrase.
That's the phrase.
No, it is, but what he said was...
He's still bragging.
He said two legs at a time. Like, he's extraordinary. Not just one, I do it with two.
Maybe he sits on the edge of the bed and just, like, puts them on that. You know what I'm saying?
And just jumps.
I mean, my hair is obviously better than yours.
Like, yeah.
Again, she is braver than me, because I would have dipped out. I went to the bathroom.
Right.
I'm gone.
Bye-bye.
This man saved her, and I'm really surprised that she didn't dip whenever the guy was like, oh, my girlfriend... And she just seemed totally chill with it. I don't think she had any inkling in her mind at that moment that a threesome was in the mix.
It's not until she drank that wine. I think she was like, oh, you can see the realization on her face.
And she was in it. She was down. She said that she loved the attention. She was the center of attention for once, and she was all about it. Until the next morning, whenever she woke up and made the mistake of kissing him, when the girlfriend was like, clearly, we only do this together, not when I'm out of the room or whatever, which, you know, I've heard that is how that works a lot of the time.
Yeah. But like, okay, this is my only thing for that. If that is your thing, and you need to tell that person you're bringing in for a threesome, you have to explain that to them because she don't know this is her first threesome. So I feel like that's also a discussion you should have before you try to even jump into a threesome. Yeah. What are our rules? No kissing on the mouth, kissing on the mouth. Was it acceptable like for like the 8 a.m.? Like, when the sun is up, should I be, like, just walk on out, take a shower, you gonna fix me breakfast? What are we doing?
Yeah, you gotta have, like,
a whole guide, a whole pamphlet.
It's gotta be, like, 50 Shades of Grey, where they sign a bunch of contracts.
At least if you have the contract, like, we're all good. You signed it, I signed it, we know where we stand. That, I mean, that's not a bad idea, personally, especially when you're jumping into something new, and you don't, I don't know what you've been doing, y'all been doing with other people. I need checks. I need checks on bills.
It's messy.
Yes.
Messy in more than one way. Wow. Okay, my bad.
Wasn't it awful to say that?
PG-19.
Wow.
Okay,
PG-19 show, Dakota. I'm so proud of you. This is a proud mama moment, guys.
Thank you. So let's we're going to be talking about Callie and Gael, but first, Taylor is going to be letting us know some awesome things coming up here at AfterBuzz and how you can get involved.
Yes, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us be the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating.
The 4, the 3, and the 2, and the 1 do
They're
not
broken.
Work.
I don't know why.
They're broke.
Can't push them. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. We love reading your guys' comments. I check them every Tuesday morning. It's like, or Wednesday morning. It's like my little wake-up routine. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Do not forget to tell your friends and keep on enjoying our shows because we enjoy doing them.
Yes.
We do.
We thank you guys. And it's been so much fun. We've pretty much had a guest each week. Thanks to Shay. You've done an amazing job of booking guests.
And Taylor's.
And the generosity of the guests.
Right.
For sure.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yes. What a pleasure.
Yes. And I'm
what
sure.
What a fun thing.
I know. Yeah. It's fun because we get to recap and talk about the episode. And we really kind of get to when, you know, your show ends, then we go live, and then we just like get to go in depth and really talk about what's going on.
The party never stops.
It doesn't. Yeah. Yep. But I wanted to see what your thoughts were on Gael's and Callie's complicated relationship.
Yes.
And if they kind of need to put a, you know, pump the brakes a little bit until they both work out their careers or not.
Yeah. I mean, good question. I don't know. I think it's such a real thing, especially in your 20s. I think of like that balance of. Especially when you're single, I think that balance of like how much am I investing in my dating life and my career, because that's the decade where you really gotta like kind of put the pedal to the metal on either one, really. I think Gael is too irresistible to say no to outright. In my opinion, Callie's, yeah, take a little break, you know, do it moderate. Do it like, you know, do it like a paleo diet where you're like, okay, I won't not eat carbs. I'll eat like a little bit, but like I'm not going to completely cut him out of my diet. You know what I mean? He's great.
Maybe once or twice a week.
Once or twice a week, whatever. But yeah, moderate it.
Let's be real, though. Like, Callie is also so irresistible. Getting out of that pool, I was like, oh my
absolutely.
God. Like,
I was like, do you play on the other side sometimes? I just got questions for you, Callie. Because, damn. Yeah. Like, shout out to Troyan for that shot.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Just shout
also, out. Like, that for me.
Pro tip, too, if you're trying to get some at the Coterie, go to the pool.
Right?
Swim a little bit. Every episode, it always ends up in someone's bed.
Seriously.
Great way to do it.
They just hop in, you know, do their thing, and then they get out and they do their thing.
Yeah. I hope they clean the pool.
Real quick, as Raj, I'm going to take some mental notes. Go to pool at Coterie.
There you go. See, that's what you should have done before making the move.
Gael and Callie. Okay, their argument, they both have points, though. More so for Gael to Callie, because, girl, I really don't think you want it. Like, it's not even just about focus. Like, it doesn't matter for me, at least. I don't think it really matters how much of a relationship you're in or you're out. If you want it, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, if you really cared about being a lawyer, you wouldn't let your relationship affect how you're focusing on how to get it. Mm-hmm. Because you were focusing on it before you even got a relationship. So we're trying to tell you something. We're starting to send you some signals. But you're not hearing, you ain't hearing me, though.
Yeah. It's hard because I think that Callie needs focus, but I think that Gael needs motivation, because it's like, yeah, he has to be the self-starter. When you're an artist, like, mm-hmm, you don't necessarily always have deadlines, especially, like, that was a challenge for me going, you know, graduating college. Now I don't have deadlines for my assignments anymore, so you have to motivate yourself to do it. And Callie's more on this really thin timeline because she, like, has to take this bar exam eventually and hopefully pass it. But I think that, I feel like maybe Callie was overreacting a bit, because it's like, it's a practice test that you took online. Like, you just keep doing those and getting better. And I understand, like, her crisis right now, but I'm like, Callie, stop being so hard on yourself. Like, it's like the first practice test you've taken, maybe, you know?
Yeah, she's like, I've done it once. I just can't do this anymore. Again. Right.
And,
like,
and I'm just gonna blame, I'm just gonna blame Gael, because I just keep coming up here every night and he just has his shirt off.
He always has his shirt off, man. What, like?
That's how he does his art.
Okay, you know, he doesn't want to get the clay on his shirt.
Exactly.
I get it.
That's fair.
That's the only reason. Yeah. So that kind of wraps up the recap portion. But I really wanted to get in our next segment, which is This Girl is Dope. So, Taylor, take it away.
Yes. So, this week's really dope girl is Kyrsten Sinema. She is the first openly bisexual member of the U.S. House of Representatives, the first openly bisexual person elected to the U.S. Senate, and the first woman elected as a U.S. senator from Arizona. So, she's, like, breaking all of these, you know, records, I guess, or just the first of, you know, a lot of things, which is awesome. She also earned a degree from Arizona State University College of Law and became a criminal defense lawyer. And random fun fact, she completed an Ironman triathlon in a little more than 15 hours.
What?
She is literally just, like, the most badass person in every way, shape, and form.
That is amazing.
Her last name was Sinema?
Yes.
Cool.
Oh my gosh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's also a great last name.
That really is.
Amazing. Her hair is awesome, too. Like, not that that's the main thing,
but package.
She is the full package.
Wow. That's awesome.
Kyrsten Sinema.
That's a big deal. That's really cool. That's awesome. Well, that's definitely good, right?
Yes.
But in life, there's lots of trouble as well. And Shay, take it away.
Okay, so this is two questions. First question is going to focus on Alice, because we have to. Because though her radio apology, even with that, do we feel that even though she's always been there for Sumi, instead of, you know, treating her own self-caring for herself, her self-love, is that going to be good or trouble?
And for those of you who are listening to our podcast version and not the visual on YouTube, we're playing a game of Have You Been Good or Trouble? We have these paddles. One side says good, one side says trouble, and it's up to us to figure out which situation in the show we think is good or trouble. So what do you guys think of this whole Alice, Sumi, is it going to lead to good or trouble?
Wait, so what is the actual question we're asking? Because I feel like
Shay asked three questions at once. Yeah. Ask one question.
It was one question.
Let's simplify it.
Okay. Simplify the question.
Okay, so my question is Alice going to keep letting Sumi interfere with her love life now that kind of we see Joey might be coming in? Is that going to be good or trouble for her, or she's finally going to realize?
Okay.
All right,
that was the first question, so...
3, 2, 1. Okay, all right. For those of you who are listening, Taylor and I both say good. Drew and Shay say trouble. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into that. For me personally, I think that she has to kind of find... Sometimes you have to go back to your... You know, like the dog goes back to its vomit. Sometimes you have to go back, like, one last time.
I've never heard that, but continue.
Sometimes you got to go back one last time to really just get it out of your system. It happens. Okay. It just happened to me. You got to go back. You got to be like, okay, no, we're good. And then she's going to be able to move on and move forward in the best way possible, because she hopefully will not be having any second guesses on if it would work out or if it wouldn't. So I think it will lead to good.
Okay. I said trouble. You know how a cat sometimes eats its own poop?
Yes! Yeah. Why are we using these analogies? Continue, though.
I love it.
I just think it's... I mean, I'm rooting so much for Alice to just have her own thing. Just be independent of this bad past relationship. I think I'm answering the right thing.
Yes.
Right? You said, like, is it going to be good or trouble that she's going back to...
Yeah. Is it going to, like, is now... that she kind of sees where she's gone wrong. Is that going to be good or she's going to, you know, come on back. You know, past habits coming back.
I think the fact that she went... the fact that she interrupted her date to go hang out and comfort Sumi is not a good sign. I think that's the trouble part. You know what I mean? That means that there's some lingering stuff there that even though she made the apology on the radio show... for the 11 listeners, which is very sweet.
It's
still very kind. And listen, I've been there. You know, I've hosted podcasts for 11 people. It's tough. It's a tough grind. So Joey needed that content. It was probably good content for her. But it wasn't... It's not a good... It's still bad that she interrupted a... Seemed like a really hot date for that.
Yeah. Okay, so the reason I said trouble is because even though Alice, you know, she took that first step, I don't think she's hit her rock bottom in her and Sumi's relationship yet to actually be completely over it. And even though hopefully Joey will be coming back and be around, the drama is not exactly necessarily going to be stopped.
And sorry, what animal eating what body fluid is
I,
that
Yeah,
like?
I'm not you doing gotta, all that.
I have one.
I don't even have one, so that's also... Yeah, you don't get it for me. Sorry.
Okay. So you know when you get stung by a jellyfish and you have to pee on the wound?
Right.
Yes. Wow.
This actually works with this. So I think that, in a way, Sumi is like the sting, you know what I mean? Like the sting of the jellyfish. But she has such great friends that are willing to go to any lengths to, like, wake her up. Like, the people at the Coterie care so much about Alice, I feel like, and I think they're just maybe gonna snap her out of this and be like, they're listen, just gonna, you deserve better. They're gonna, yes, exactly. And so, I think that you guys are right, and maybe she'll trip up once or twice and, you know, keep going back to the vomit, but in the end, I think that her friends are gonna help her out of it.
You know, I don't want to give spoilers, but in episode 8, a bunch of the Coterie members do all pee on...
They go to the beach.
Yeah, they go to the beach.
Yeah.
So, good guessing.
Thank you so much.
Our predictions every week, guys. We are nailing them.
And absolutely. Just one more quick one before we leave. Okay, because Mariana had a threesome, do we feel that she's going to continue to experiment with other areas of the sexual nature that is going to be good or bad for her? Because I feel like sometimes she has a tendency to overdo things.
She does.
So do we feel like that's going to be a good thing or a troubling thing?
Oh, okay. We are always so divided.
An even flip.
So I voted trouble. Taylor voted trouble. And Drew and Shay, again, voted the same, like, as they... Because both of you chose the same last time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both good. All right. I want to know why.
Why good?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if she's in the mood for, you know, experimenting a little more, it's possible that she might be like, there's that other guy at my tech office who I can experiment with a little bit. And
right.
Let's see where that leads me.
You so smoothly just loop that right into your storyline. You props to you.
Yeah. What baffles me is the fact that she's like, oh my gosh, a good guy who actually is into me, which she doesn't think that you are fully into. She thinks that you might be having other motives.
And Raj is one of those good guys who's like, is he a good guy or is he a performative
guy.
Good guy? Yeah. Okay. Is he a trouble guy? Is he a good guy or a trouble guy?
I can see that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, she has you there. And, you know, we can, as the viewer, we see your intentions. But then she just, like, looks at that. She's like, no, that's not good for me. But then she's like, I'm just going to go out and, like, wild out, you know? But anyway, I digress. Shay, tell us why you said good.
Because it's awesome. It's fun. And for me, it's just what Davia said. It's empowering as a woman to do that and, like, not be shamed for it. Because a guy's not ashamed for it at all. He's celebrated. So I am here for it. And even, I don't think she's going to... I hope she does not overdo it. I do think experimenting and just getting out there is going to be good for Mariana. Because obviously work isn't, you know, happy for her right now. So, I mean, that might be like a fun little pick-me-up she might need once in a while.
Okay. I agree. I think that it can be very good for her, and she should do what she wants, especially if she feels empowered and good about it. However, I mean, we've seen Mariana take things really far, especially since she's still like $20,000 in debt, you guys. Like, yeah. And I'm afraid that she's going to just like maybe keep using this as like a crutch in a way and like an escape, and maybe that could lead to some trouble. And she, I mean, Mariana's the kind of person that just like needs to experience things to learn her lesson, she I really feel does, like. Yeah. But I think everything will be okay in the end, but I can see there being some, you know, little obstacles from her continuing to kind of while out, as you said.
I feel like, you know, everyone was into it, mm-hmm. you know, that night, and everyone wanted that, and, you know, she felt empowered by it. Quickly, she found out the next morning that wasn't really acceptable what she did, and, you know, she's interfering with a relationship now. And I think at the end of the day, you know, she experimented, but I think it's trouble because I feel like if she's looking for love or eventually, or if she's looking for something else, she's not going to find that there. And I feel like repeating that might pull her away from ever really wanting something more for herself, who someone who's going to, like, devote themselves completely to her, if that makes sense.
Yeah, or just, you mean, like, recognizing the good parts of a relationship, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at right now. But, I mean, you know.
And, guys, if you want to win one of these paddles, it's, like, so, so, so easy. Yeah. I mean, we couldn't even make it more easy. So how do you win, Dakota?
So basically, all you got to do to win one of these paddles, which you'll actually not have one like this. You're going to have one that's signed by all the members of the cast who's came in for our show. Yes, so afterwards, we've got a couple paddles for you to sign.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's exciting because you guys can win these by, if you're listening to us on iTunes, obviously give us that 5-star rating and let us know in the comment that you are, you know, what you think of the show. And then also let us know that you are entering in for the contest. And if you're watching us on Facebook. If you're watching us,
when do we do that?
MySpace.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you can comment 5 stars and then let us know you want one of these incredible paddles. Tell us what you love about the show and kind of what your predictions are for next week, because we kind of saw a clip of what's going on. But yeah, it's super easy. And at the end of our season, we're going to be. What are they saying?
Oh my gosh, Jazzy Jones is like, I give you 5 stars. I want a paddle.
Yeah.
shout out to Queen of Regal, Nas, Splychick86. You guys are awesome and really funny right now.
Is Nas watching this right now?
Nas, yeah. Oh, like, I don't know if it's actual Nas.
I hope it's Nas.
But the person's YouTube name is Nas. So
yes.
There's that. If it's really Nas, that's amazing. you like teen dramas like we do. We appreciate it.
Right. Absolutely. But it's super easy to enter in. And you guys, 5 of you, will be getting a paddle at the end of the season. We're going to be picking. And is it U.S. only?
U.S. shipping only, because I can't do international.
Yeah, it's like, I get it.
Because this is like my own money that we're doing for this, guys.
We don't have Mariana money.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't.
I mean, but again, she's $20,000 debt, so maybe we also close to Mariana money. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's hilarious. I love that.
No, it's crazy because they did a little spoof promo saying the average 25 year old, like Ariana Grande, is like 31 million. That's her net worth, right? But a normal average college educated 25 year old is negative $23,000.
Wow.
Sam,
student loans.
Like, that is insane.
You gotta dig your way out of that hole, you guys. It's hard. But before we wrap, we have to do some predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
So, I have a feeling that we're going to see you next episode. Not because we saw the teaser and saw your face.
That's not at all.
I feel like we're going to see your character, Raj, and that he is going to, you know, come up to Mariana and just kind of explain where his head's at and just kind of see what she thinks and just be have, like, a very open, honest conversation. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Now that Jesus is coming and Rebecca is involved, I am super just excited to see how Callie deals with that, because even both their faces, Rebecca even was just like, how do you, like, know my person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. But for Raj, like you were saying earlier, I actually am predicting for longer down the episodes that he's going to explode on his team. How that's going to look, I don't know. Is it going to be awesome? Definitely. I'm here for it. I'm ready for it. Because I feel like like you're just like bursting like this, all this stuff that has been harping on you and is weighing you down so much. Mm-hmm. And once it explodes, you're just gonna be like, damn, I feel good.
I'm excited.
It's a good prediction. I'm super worried about next week. Jesus and Rebecca. Oh, what a combo. What an unexpected thing that is, like, going to happen. But I'm really excited about it. And I'm wondering what's going to happen at Callie's little law office, too. Because, I mean, Rebecca's passed the bar. Now I feel like that might, like, shift the power dynamics a little bit. Because she does have this, like, qualification that the other two don't have yet. And I'm anxious to see more about Ben. Because we saw him last week trying to rat Callie out, obviously. And so I'm anxious to see more from him and right. whether he's more good or trouble.
And Rebecca obviously is showing up at the apartment. She might see Malika, which is something that, you know, she can report back to Judge Wilson about. But you guys, we're going to keep the conversation going next week at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you tune into the AfterBuzz TV drama channel. In the meantime, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Dhruvuday Singh. I'll spell it. Dhruvudaysingh.
Perfect.
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me on Sundays at 9 p.m. on Black Monday. And guys, we have so many guests that are, like, are coming in for like from now to episode 12. So tune in.
Awesome. You guys can find me on Twitter at @Elphaba_Ann, on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. You can also see me on Sundays at 8 o'clock on the One Day at a Time after show. So definitely tune into that.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. What a pleasure.
We can't wait to see what happens with your character.
Oh, yeah. I can make predictions for next week and just tell you the whole script.
Right after the break.
Right.
We love you guys, and we will check out with you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.